Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto. Today is February 18, 2026. We start with institutional flows and regulatory developments shaping the market's direction. Bitcoin is currently facing resistance between $68,000 and $70,500, with growing selling pressure from whales and retail investors. This selling activity is creating downside risk, with a potential retreat to the $65,000 level. Meanwhile, Ethereum is seeing notable accumulation by large holders amid recent market softness. On the institutional front, Abu Dhabi investment firms Mubadala and Al Warda have increased their stakes in BlackRock's Bitcoin ETF, collectively holding over 20 million shares valued at more than $1 billion as of the fourth quarter of 2025. This marks a significant rise in institutional exposure to Bitcoin via regulated ETFs. Two major crypto treasury firms, Strategy and Bitmine, are expanding their Bitcoin and Ether holdings. Strategy recently purchased $168 million worth of Bitcoin, while Bitmine added $90 million worth of Ether, signaling growing confidence in these assets despite current market weakness. Regulatory activity remains a critical factor. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission, under Chair Michael Selig, is asserting exclusive federal jurisdiction over prediction markets. This stance has triggered legal disputes against states pushing back and also fuels efforts by ETF firms and lobby groups seeking clearer regulations for prediction market-style ETFs. In infrastructure news, Bridge, the stablecoin platform owned by Stripe, received conditional approval for a national trust banking charter from the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. This marks a step forward for stablecoin services and digital asset expansion, pending final regulatory approval. Additional developments include Nakamoto's planned $107 million all-stock acquisition of BTC Inc. and UTXO, as well as ongoing scrutiny of Ethereum MEV bots burning over half of gas fees, which presents challenges for both economic efficiency and network scaling. Looking at broader trends, Solana is experiencing significant outflows of $202 million, a capitulation signal that may increase bearish momentum. Meanwhile, shares of trading platform eToro jumped following record fourth-quarter profits, despite a decline in crypto revenue. As the market contends with mixed signals, key levels to monitor include the Bitcoin resistance zone of $68,000 to $70,500 and the support potential near $65,000. Regulatory clarity, institutional buying, and stablecoin infrastructure developments will continue to influence sentiment and price action. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.